Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is September the 26th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Micah chapters 1 to 3. Use drastic means and methods to proclaim the gospel. We read in Micah chapter 1 verses 8 and 9 like this. Therefore, I will wail and howl. I will go stripped and naked. I will make a wailing like the jackals and a mourning like the ostriches. For her wounds are incurable. For it has come to Judah, it has come to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem. The prophet Micah was a contemporary of the prophet Isaiah, who had denounced Judah for adopting the idolatrous ways of Israel and had criticized the leaders of Jerusalem for their oppressive policies toward the country's rural citizens. In the similar manner, Micah warns the people of God's terrible judgment that will be reserved for all those who ignored God. It was a sad truth that the people in his day did not want to hear what he had to say, especially any message that pertained to God's judgment. Micah's warning of God's impending wrath was a hard and unpopular message that the people refused to pay any attention to. If the people refused to heed the message, if they refused to repent, if they remained complacent, then surely they would come under God's judgment. To prevent the impending disaster, Micah had to use dramatic means of conveying his message, which included him going around the city of Jerusalem, weeping and wailing, barefoot and partially clothed. Micah would wail and howl like a lonely, nocturnal jackals and owls, and go around in extreme mourning as a symbolic act referring to the threat of captivity. Thus, he would warn the people of the impending invasion of foreign armies, just like his contemporary prophet Isaiah. Today, we are in the place of Micah, having a wonderful message from God, the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, to proclaim to an unbelieving populace and a skeptical society in our times. Does the certainty of coming judgment cause us to mourn over lost sinners and seek to win them to Christ? In order to draw the attention of people, are we using any drastic means and methods to proclaim the gospel? Let us ponder over this and check if there is anything more we can do to spread the gospel as we fully obey the great commission of the Lord Jesus Christ.